Yep, so as usual, everyone, every human being here is fuckers all the way down. I just went out to the receptionist, the nicest one, apart from Maurice, who didn't come today, you know. Go figure why she didn't come today. But the administrator, the receptionist, more or less admitted, yes, they turned the heater off, yeah. And there were some customers here, and I talked to them, you know, and I said, you came from Eastern Europe, and you come to Europe for a better life, and, you know. I said, look, why is she treating me like a dog? I got them to come in here and see how cold it is, you know, one of them. And finally they said, oh, we can't do anything and we just want to go rest, you know. I'll get in trouble. She'll come in and say, what are you doing harassing the customers? That's what she's going to say, you know. She's going to say, mate, it's another reason to whatever. But all that, and Marsha, the receptionist, said, oh, it's the boss did it, you know, the boss's decision. I just work here, you know, I can't contradict the boss. But I said, look, you guys, when you see what's coming, you know, you're going to complain and say you're a victim, but you're not victims, you're all fuckers, yeah? They had a chance. I said to them, just because she's your boss doesn't make her the Queen of England or something, you know, she's not a dictator. And if you guys don't say, all you got to do is say something and she'll maybe be reasonable, but, you know, so I'm going to get in trouble for, you know, she's going to make it into a big deal that I talk to people, just like at the other hostel where I was banned, I was verboten, I was forbidden from talking to the other volunteers and talking where anybody could overhear me talking to the manager, the one who lied to police and said I stole the phone that her boyfriend stole from me. So yeah, probably she's going to use that as an excuse to get angry and make more trouble. But basically it's really, really cold in here because this is the corner of the building and it's got barely double pane glass, but there's a lot of cold coming through the windows even. And, you know, it's cold, cold. I've got 3 layers of clothing on already and I'm going to put more on. And I'm feeling sick already. And I said to them, I said, if I get sick and you get sick, well, you know, that's bad luck. And I said, I finally said something stupid to the guy. I said, look, if the whole place burns down around your ears, don't complain, you know, that you're innocent victims. Because this is the shit that goes on in the world. There's fuckers all the way down, you know. How can you put it differently? They just, at least she admitted, you know, yeah, they turned the heating off. And, but they don't feel guilty. They don't feel any conscience. They have no, they're not conscientious. They don't feel that their boss is an asshole and has done something wrong. It's the same at the other hostel. People said, oh, I don't want to say anything to the boss because I want to still volunteer there. But people don't understand. You don't have to put up with shit. If everybody just is reasonable and stands up to the boss and says, hey, you know, wait a minute, then the boss will be reasonable and there'll be no problems. But it's only when there's one person like me who stands up for themselves and everyone else is gutless fuckers that, you know, they get away with it. So, as you can see, I don't know what the camera showed, but I still got a lot of stuff. Even though I made 3 trips to the convent with my trolley that I got, the old tram, and I've got washing here that's never going to dry. And, you know, I don't know what legally I can do. If I got a lawyer, the lawyer would say that your registration, the thing, the digitally signed statement she gave you, registered you at a certain apartment address in this building. This is not the apartment which legally she's bound to allow me to stay in for the next 8 weeks. But, you know, whether any lawyer would actually do anything for me is another thing. And the police won't. They've broken the law before continually, you know. And the woman, I bet you she'll get hysterical. I can imagine her getting hysterical, you know. Because I've been attacked by hysterical women before, actually a landlady actually scratched me and tried to grab me and throw me down the stairs, you know, because I wouldn't do exactly what she said. And I said, no, look, what you're saying is wrong. You forced me in Germany, someone, this landlady wouldn't let me out of a contract. And then when she found someone else who would pay more or something, she suddenly decided she's going to kick me out of the contract, you know. So one minute I'm begging her to let me out and break the contract, and she goes, no, I can't do that. It's all law and everything legal, and I can't do it. And then she, next minute she's attacking me, literally scratching me and almost dragging me down the stairs, you know, to get me out of a contract, make me leave, you know. So this is what this woman's doing. It's like, and they know it. The people know it, but they don't care, you know. Lisa came in to see it, and one of the women with a daughter who's living here was standing outside too. She wouldn't come in and see how cold it is, but she said something about no money or something, you know. And I said to her, I said, Roboti, you know, I've been working every day. Haven't you seen how much work I've been doing? You know, it's not about me paying for this room. And then apparently the guy thought, I think the receptionist told the guy that I had been offered other accommodation. I'm not sure if it was his translation or something, but I said, no, I haven't been offered other translation. I said, she's got five other hostels, you know, places where she could put me. And there's even an empty room in one of the buildings she owns, which Morris said they just used to drink tea in and stuff occasionally. It's like the same size, it's a room in a building in the old town, total, just with a sofa in it and some chairs, and it's the same size as this thing. So, you know, I better upload this, but I just want everyone out there to know, her name's Cooley. She's a real estate company, you know, and yeah, and that's what she's doing to me, you know. She's a bad person. It's as simple as that. So if anyone out there can help me, you know, get justice or whatever, you know, then that'd be great. But she definitely doesn't deserve to be running a business. In the sort of world that we want to build, she wouldn't be allowed to have a license to do anything, because she just wouldn't be a suitable person, have suitable character to be allowed to run a hostel, because she doesn't give a shit about the people. And the first rule of a business should be that you're there to serve people, to make the world a better place, to provide value, not to make money. So anyway, it's Viva Nord Hostel in Tallinn. It's on Ristiku Poik, right at the end of the street. I tell you what, I would not be upset at all if the place burnt down, but I'm not going to bother getting in trouble trying to get justice like that. But, you know, this is the sort of, when you think of things like Kristallnacht, you know, for me, this is the sort of place that would, during Kristallnacht, would get destroyed, because it represents all the wrong values. She represents all the wrong values. She goes against, like she said, she's a stereotypical Jew, even though she might not even be Jewish. She's white European Estonian, but she's stereotypical Jewish. She's just a slum landlord, and she's a bad person. Well, someone asked me, a tenant asked me, is she a bad person? And I said, well, I don't know, you know. Yes and no. I wouldn't just say she's a bad person, but now I'd have to say she's a bad person. Like, my mind's clear about those things. The only reason she had me here is because she had a use for me. It wasn't out of kindness or anything that she offered me a place. And I've been working my ass off since I've been here, you know. And the fact that this woman with the child who's staying in one of the rooms is, like, mocking me, and they're laughing, because I thought it could be my imagination, I'll be paranoid. But when they were walking past the door and they closed the door, because this is the coldest place in the building, so they actually closed the door now, you know, so I don't get any heat from inside the building. They're walking past laughing, like, it's funny. And I'm thinking, oh, fuck, you know, when the shit hits the fan, it's going to be really funny, yeah? And all these people here are from outside Europe. They come to Europe seeking a better life and maybe more justice and more freedom. And what are they? Fuckers. They come here and they behave like fuckers, yeah? And just for a crappy 12 hours a week work, they'll just throw away any decency, any human decency. Yeah, any basic human decency just for 12 hours, a 12-hour shift at the slum hostel. You know, that's, you know, trade in your hours for a handful of dimes. They're literally selling their soul to the devil, as far as I'm concerned, just for a crappy 12-hour shift, you know, at a slum hostel. That's why I say it's fuckers all the way down. And that's why, I don't care what you say. I mean, sorry, I put that the wrong way. So if you really believe the problem is that the Jews, if there were no Jews, we'd still have problems. Yeah, let's put it that way. The Jews are just manipulating and working on and leveraging natural human nature, the problems that are already there. And if there weren't people like this coolie on this planet, the Jews would have got nowhere. Anyway, yeah, ciao for now.